Jim to Jim to the stack.
Lawrence requested the stack after Lydia.
Jim, Lawrence, go ahead.
No, Lawrence, Jim.
Hold on, Lawrence already spoke.
I yielded, Mr. Osborne. Go ahead, Mr. Osborne.
Jim did not speak yet, so.
Yeah, I have a question for Lydia or Mr. Reyes. What is the purpose of making the motion with regard to KPFK? And I'm not addressing WPFW or KPFA. What is the purpose, like the timing? I just have an open-ended question as to why we all know we're in the middle of a hiring freeze. We've got a couple, like 2 months to go at least on hiring a general manager. What is the reason for the timing of the motion at this point in time?
May I respond?
Yeah, sure.
And then I'd like to respond too.
So what happened is that the motion with the hiring freeze specifically says if you are going to replace someone or hire, including replacing someone, that you have to get a waiver from the board. That differs from other hiring freeze motions that we have had. Therefore, HR, Cynthia, had brought to my attention someone that was already hired at WPFW that is a matter of record we need to get the waiver for. And then when I sent out the email reminding all the general managers again that there is the hire motion and that in order to even have a replacement, you need to get a waiver, which is also important because of budgeting. When that happened, then the general manager at KPFA called me and said he was posting or had posted a listing for a replacement of a board op, and so he wanted to get a waiver for that. And then in the interim, of course, we had the a resignation at KPFK that in order to replace or hire a contractor even, which is also in the motion, that we would have to get a waiver from the PMB. So it seemed reasonable to just put them all together because the timing is such that it all came together at the same time.
Alex, can I reclaim the balance of my time?
Okay, if you have a follow-up, if you make it quick, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember I only used about 30 seconds for my question. Lydia, respectfully, please don't address the other stations. I thought I was clear with that. What is the reason why, since we meet, let's say once a week, at the worst twice a week, and we still have 2 months to go in the hiring process, why today, tonight? What's the reason?
Okay, I think, number one, I think I have explained myself, but we have to either post a job description for an IT, and in terms of the general manager, I probably didn't even have to raise it because it's in the bylaws, but I think to cover ourselves and to make sure that everything is fine, the deadline has already passed for submitting resignations for the general manager, and we didn't do it. I mean, to do one at every meeting doesn't make sense. So since we had several, we just added it to the list.
Thank you, Jim.
I don't know if anybody else has a problem with it other than Mr. Osborne.
May I address that?
Well, I don't think asking questions is necessarily a problem.
You've had your time, Jim.
Mr. Chair, may I respond? Thank you, Chair.
No further response is necessary. If you have another contribution to make, please do so.
Yes, I just want to say that I won't claim being naive because none of you will believe it. So what I will accept the admonishment of my colleagues, and this won't be the last mistake that I ever make in my life, that I was not more specific in regards to the issue at hand. So we are in the middle of submitting approved candidates at KPFK for the GM position. We are actively accepting resumes, and we are going to start interviews next Saturday. And we will be submitting a pool of candidates for the GM position at KPFK to the local station board as mandated by the bylaws for their consideration and for their instant runoff voting method that we use at in Pacifica in regards to which managers to refer or to recommend to the IED. So in regards to the IT, that position was also cut as a result of the National Finance Committee motion. So, I mean, so I accept the admonishment of the chair and the criticisms from Mr. Sagerton and Ms. Van Gooten and others. But I was just trying to be compliant in the spirit of the policy that the PNB passed. And I obviously made some mistakes. And I just want to let you know it won't be the last mistake that I make in my life. So thank you, Chair.
Lawrence, I did not perceive what I said as any kind of admonishment. I'm just...
Maybe that's the wrong word. Thank you, Chair.
I'm just trying to get this motion into shape so that we could pass it.
Thank you, Chair.
So if anybody has been able to add the required specifications to the motion, we can vote on it now, or... If it's going to take a little while, what we can do is we can defer the vote until later in the meeting while we go on to other items of business.
I will work on those proposed changes right now and try to send it to you before the executive session is scheduled.
Okay. So is there any objection to doing it that way?
Chair, I just have a brief comment. This is Chris Corey.
Yes, Chris.
Lydia seemed to have a relatively concrete way of putting it when she spoke on this issue earlier. Perhaps Lawrence and Lydia could work via chat or I don't know what, but they could probably work the wording out together. Thank you.
I agree. Is that all right, Lydia, Lawrence?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is James.
James?
Cracking the stack.
It's okay with me, Chad. Thank you.
Yeah, James.
Yeah, I guess I'll pass on Lawrence's apologia there for whatever that was. I want to ask Lydia if she is aware of the possible savings that could be had by hiring from within to replace some of these people, and specifically if she's aware of someone at KPFK who might help fill the position of the IT person who's gone, who already has a benefit package and could therefore save us that extra increment of money.
Okay, if I may, I think that's a conversation to be had in executive session. You're getting specific about people that are currently here, and I'm not comfortable discussing that.
Okay, I didn't mention any names, but I appreciate that it could lead to identification. So I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, so let's defer. Or I guess what we're doing is we're postponing consideration of this item until later in the meeting. Are there any objections to doing that?
But my only question is, we only have about 15 minutes left in the open session. My question is, can we realistically get back to this before then? And my question is to Lydia, is this a vote that can be taken at our next meeting, or is this urgent, for tonight? And I say defer to the next meeting when we have the language and everything else in place.
If I may ask, are we having a meeting next Thursday?
I think we should. Well, I haven't posted it yet, but I think we should.
Okay, then if we're having a meeting next Thursday, then I'm fine with postponing it till next Thursday.
Okay.
Because as executive director, I'm going to give them the waiver and assume the responsibility till we meet.
Okay, then let's get a motion then, if that's okay. Let's get a motion to postpone consideration until next Thursday.
Lawrence,
might be recognized.
Lawrence? Yeah, I'd like to move to postpone to next week. Next meeting of the PNB next week, right?
I should post. I'll make sure we post the meeting for next week.
All right, and we'll have our ducks in a row.
Okay.
Were we going to have a meeting anyway? It can also wait 2 weeks if we don't have other issues. It shouldn't.
This is
not worthy of a special meeting.
The other issues that come up, we can always post the meeting and cancel a couple of days before if we feel we can wait for another week.
Okay.
All right. We've done that before.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 1 minute left in this item.
Okay. So I think that unless there's any objections, can we go on to the next item? Okay.
Did we have a second on that?
Did we have a second?
Ron Pinchback, second, I believe.
Yes.
Chair, can you give me the time allotted for the next item, please?
The next item is a report from the committees. And it's it's a 35-minute item.
Thank you, Chair.
We don't really have 35 minutes unless somebody wants to extend the time, but okay. So the first committee, audit committee, is Eileen on the call? Does she have anything to report from the audit committee?
No, the meeting was canceled, so there's nothing to report from the other committee.
Okay, so the next item is coordinating committee. Chris, do you have anything?
Yeah, we had a successful meeting yesterday. I just wanted to thank everybody who showed up for that. It was at a really odd time, and I just want to reiterate that it was a posting mistake on my part that resulted in that. So we ended up meeting at 1:30 Pacific, which was not convenient for many people, but I appreciate everybody showing up and us getting through it. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule regular meetings for the next like 5 or 6 months just to avoid this problem in the future. Thank you.
Okay. So the next item is a report from the Finance Committee. This is a 20-minute item, and we have a motion. So James? Your turn.
Yeah, I'm on my phone. I don't have the agenda in front of me, but if the agenda includes the approval of the PRA budget, I think that came from that aforementioned coordinating committee meeting last night. And it's my understanding and belief that we already approved the PRA budget, so that would be in error. And we do not need to have a vote on that. We already did that. Chris, do you have any comment on that? I think it was your contribution to the coordinating committee that produced that.
Yeah, I left it. I think it got left over from the previous agenda, James. And
understood.
I couldn't remember whether we passed any other budgets. And I guess the answer is no. Is that correct?
No worry. Yeah. We did have a possible passage of the KPFT budget, but as you recall, we had some caveats about that, and we corrected them at our last meeting. Because there was no PNB meeting, we didn't have to present that with caveats to the PNB, deciding to present a clean budget for KPFT. But our secretary reminded us that we had to rescind the previous motion to present it to the PNB with caveats, and we can only do that at our next meeting. So we'll do that next time at the PNB. And
okay,
yes, otherwise, it's all good.
James, you have a motion about PPP.
PPP.
Financial services.
Yes, yes. There was a motion that was passed and approved by the NFC to apply PPP funds that were not used for payroll, but were used to pay for administrative and other expenses by the stations, and to allow the stations to apply that to either their central services, arrearages, or any other accrued arrearages that stations had with regard to payments due to Pacifica. And the reasoning behind that was that the PPP money really came as a result of the employees at the stations, and that, you know, therefore it was the existence of the stations that allowed Pacifica to get that money, and therefore the stations, you know, there would be no loss if the stations were allowed to apply that money to their accrued deficits, shall we say, with regard to their payments for central services and other items. And in addition to that, you know, we understand that there was certain objection from some quarters, but the objections came from places that received the vast, vast majority of the PPP money, and therefore, you know, the objection was seemed to be less significant if that had not been the case. And I would like to ask Lyndon Foley, who was the author of this motion in the Finance Committee, if he has anything to add to that.
Chair, Lawrence, would it be request for information?
Chris Corey for the stack.
Somebody might want to actually read the motion.
Yes, Lyndon would read the motion if given the opportunity.
That's what I wanted to hear, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me let out this cat first, or he'll be...
Chair, I'd like the opportunity to add to message after Lyndon reads the book. You don't have a
okay.
What's the cat's name, Lyndon? I have a cat, Tigger.
That one is Mario. Okay, motion has been amended.
Mute themselves if you're not speaking. I'm getting some background noise. Thank you.
The motion as amended. The NFC recommends to the PNB that the portion of PPP funds round one and two that were not used for the purposes of salary and benefits, but instead used to pay Pacifica Foundation operating expenses be credited to the station's central services in proportion to what each station was assessed central services in fiscal year 2020 for the purpose of ameliorating unpaid amounts to the extent that is possible or to whatever current accrual account that NETA feels is most appropriate.
Excuse me, Mr. Foley. But Jim Osborne is unmuted.
Okay. I can respectfully submit. Okay, he's muted now.
Okay. With the set central services in fiscal year 2020 for the purpose of ameliorating unpaid amounts to the extent that is possible or to whatever current accrual account that NETA feels is most appropriate as soon as both rounds of PPP are forgiven. Passed without objection.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Chris Corey to the stack.
Lydia, let's hear from you first and then Chris.
Okay, is Anita still on the call? Okay.
Yes.
To my knowledge, Anita, are you there?
Yes, I'm okay. There.
So to my knowledge, everything was spent on payroll and payroll related, meaning health care, for all the stations. I don't know what they're talking about in terms of leftover money. There was no leftover money. Well, and, okay, and then that's number one. And then number two, the point of relieving the stations of the payroll that they normally pay was in order to see if that would enable them to send, to catch up with their central services. So I'm confused.
Lyndon
by
for the stack.
The leftover, whatever, and apportioning and whatever. But if Anita can comment, correct me if I'm wrong.
Anita,
be happy to, Lydia. There were some outstanding accounts payable, and that was also a large payment to NETA that would have had to have been approved before those were processed. I have a list. I just don't have it handy.
Okay, so if I may respond. What I am saying is that everything that was sent to SBA for approval was the culmination of amounts that we paid out in real time for payroll and health services. The fact that it allowed leeway for us to pay, you know, for other things, but we didn't, the SBA gave us a certain amount of time, right, to spend the money for payroll and also health services. Everything we reported to SBA was that. That's the only thing I've gotten from Tamara, so.
Eric, can I respond to this, please?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. So this is, the whole reasoning behind this, and I think Lyndon did a nice job with this, by the way. He looked at what was left over that did not go to the specific purposes that Lydia already mentioned, and was used by the national office to pay debts that are owed by the organization, by Pacifica, which is what central services would generally be used for. I believe the thought process was there was a shortfall in central services that was paid by PPP funds, right? I mean, it's a fairly simple thing. We're making it more complicated than it needs to be. So basically what Lyndon did was he applied the formula, the existing formula at the time, to those remaining funds and allocated them to each of the stations. It's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. And what it does basically is it bolsters the bottom line for each individual station by adjusting it through the accrual account. And so it makes each individual station look better in proportion to the amount of, in proportion to the amount of central services, funding that they normally pay. Or are required to pay. And so I hope that kind of made sense of what the motion is. It only affects accrual accounts. It only affects the past. It's a beautification project for each of the stations. And I think it makes sense in that that's how the PPP funding is actually supposed to be used for the stations. So I liked the motion and I endorsed it. So.
Okay. Then, Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yes, Lydia.
Okay. So there was $1.2 million that we received. And there was $1.2 million that we spent on salary and medical, period. I don't know what the overage is. I mean, the fluidity of money going in and out is one thing. But we were able to account for $1.2 million. So what else can we allot to the stations?
Listen to the staff. This is incorrect.
Run to the staff.
Can I go?
Wait, if I may. So what I can propose and is to get you the accounting that Tamara, the bank, and SBA approved for us and that we were able to report to them. That's the only thing I go by, but.
May I explain just a little bit here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I sent out the spreadsheet, the Excel spreadsheet again, and it shows, and I included tab for PPP1 and one for PPP2, and those both came from NEDA. The first loan amount was $1.256 million. The salaries and benefits paid was $1.032. So that means there were $224,000 of that, which was not paid for salary and benefits. It was in some of the things, $100,000 went to NEDA. Primark Benefits got $13,875. NPR got $14,000. Fisher and Phillips got $20,000. Broadcast, blah, blah. And then the same thing that happened with PPP2. And there's a tab for that. If you will look at the spreadsheet, the loan amount received is $1.222. And the salary and benefits paid out of that was $980,000. So that left another $241,000 that was used to pay, again, NETA $196,000, Advocates for Justice $15,000, National Public Radio $15,868, and Orville Media $11,960. That is NETA's calculation. So
okay,
I took those,
then in that case,
I took
then,
those, I took those 241 yeah. and the 224, added those together.
Okay, then if that's the case, then please, by all means, I only look at what we sent to SBA, so. Okay. I mean,
that's
then this motion,
no.
this motion makes sense if in fact there was that overage. I was unaware. I had understood that everything was, as the form that I saw going to the bank. Thank you.
Anita, did you want to say something?
I was going to tell Lydia that I had just forwarded to her the spreadsheets.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, again, I just need to know what we sent to the bank. That's all.
All right.
Ron, I had requested the stack.
Ron, go ahead.
Wait a minute. I asked for the stack before.
I'm sorry. Okay. Jim, then Ron.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the $1.2 million that Lydia mentioned, it was actually $2.4 million when you take...
one and two.
Draw one and draw two, right. So other than that, I think, you know, Lyndon explained it perfectly well, and I didn't really have anything to add. I just didn't want to be ignored on the stack. Thank you.
Okay. Ron.
Observation. You spent the time putting forth this motion out of this committee. It would have, I don't understand why you didn't consult with her, with Lydia, when putting this together. I just don't understand that. And, you know, and that's, so anyhow, you know, that's my thing, you know, it's just simple communication, you know.
Ms. Corey,
just simple communication.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
It is.
Chris?
Yeah. So Lydia is a standing member of that committee. So she's at least theoretically at every meeting. I understand that Lydia is busy and that she isn't always able to attend. But it wasn't as if she didn't have the opportunity to be informed about this particular measure.
Did anyone on that committee talk directly to Lydia about this? That's all.
We
exchange emails all day long. You know, emails, we get a million emails. I'm talking about just a phone call.
I don't like
that. Just communications, guys.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack? If not, let's finish this discussion. Are there any objections to this motion?
I have a question about the motion.
You have a question about it? Go ahead.
The motion be reread.
Does somebody want to reread the motion? Lyndon, do you want to read it again?
Yes, Linda? I'll read it. Yes, I'll read it. Motion as amended. The NFC recommends to the PNB that the portion of PPP funds round one and round two that were not used for the purposes of salary and benefits, but instead used to pay Pacifica Foundation operating expenses be credited to the station central services in proportion to what each station was assessed central services in fiscal year 2020 for the purpose of ameliorating unpaid amounts to the extent that is possible, or to whatever current accrual account that META feels is most appropriate as soon as both rounds of PPP are forgiven. Passed without objection at the National Finance Committee.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, my question is, this is basically the equivalent of a forgiveness of obligations of each station based on the federal government providing unexpected resources. Is that correct?
Chris, go ahead for the stack.
Yeah, I don't actually see it that way, but Chris, maybe you want to comment on that?
I think that's a fair way of looking at it. It's also not the way I would choose to look at it, but I think it is a fair way of looking at it.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris, because it's very similar to a motion I put forth last year that Lyndon Foley and the other PNB members from Texas didn't think was such a great idea, and that is to forgive. Nevertheless, it's the same thing. I just want to put that on the record.
Okay, we are out of time. We have to now go to a vote. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing none. The motion is approved, and we are out of time for the open session unless somebody wants to extend time. Okay, hearing none, then we are going to adjourn. We're going to reconvene in the closed session in 5 minutes. It will be the same Zoom link as for the open session.